Well, thank you for the opportunity to speak today. I'm glad to talk to you about progress in our work in developing and deploying resistance for root knot nematodes in carrots. This has been a collaborative project that's been a couple decades in the making, so I'm not going to go into necessarily a lot of details along the way, but hit the high points as we've been working to develop nematode-resistant carrots for U.S. growers. Some cooperative work with Phil Roberts at University of California, Riverside, who's a nematologist, and his staff member, Bill Matthews, and Joe Nunez, who is an extension specialist in Bakersfield, California. The origins of the project came about with the easy recognition that root knot nematodes are the most common source of field losses when there's no nematicides applied as a pest in California. That's important because California provides about 70% of the carrots for fresh market carrots for U.S. Consumers. And since I'm a fresh market carrot breeder, that was of interest to me. The motivation for seeking an alternative to nematicides is that not only are they expensive and dangerous to the handlers of the nematicides, but they're a significant source of volatile organic carbon, which has a significant environmental impact. It was observed in the early 80s that there is some level of resistance to root knot nematodes in Brazil, in the Brasilia variety. Phil Roberts had been evaluating nematode resistance in several other crops, including to some extent carrots, and I had some crosses with the open pollinated cultivar Brasilia in my breeding program, including one with B6274 that I'll talk about. So these things came together to motivate the development of the program. To satisfy the pathologists in the audience, everybody has to see what nematode attack looks like. And this is on a 0 to 8 scale, this is about a 7. And this is a typical open pollinated cultivar of the past carrots, but we evaluated every significant current cultivar and had similar nematode rating. Some got down to 6, but nothing better than that on the 0 to 8 scale. So the goal of the project was, initially without even knowing there is any resistance, the idea that we should develop strong and durable root knot nematode resistance, combined with horticultural quality, of course, because the growers aren't going to grow it otherwise. We're looking primarily at Noloidogyne javanica and Incognita, and I'll keep mentioning those two species as we go along, but also incorporating quality that involves shape, uniformity, smoothness, length, and flavor, and non-bolting as we go along. And since we're doing the genetic work, develop molecular markers to track to the resistance. So I'll talk about this research in three different phases. Phase one is initially just to see if there is a variation for the disease response in segregating populations. And one of the several populations we initially evaluated was a cross between one plant in Brasilia with one plant in B6274. This is what 6274 looks like. This is an immature root. It's a rather an anse type of carrot, which means it's blunt. Brasilia is also more or less an anse type, but it's a lot heavier carrot and highly variable. So that was the initial cross that we focused on. And the way the program has been undertaken is that the phenotyping work, the evaluation for disease response, has been undertaken by Phil Roberts and Bill Matthews, where they have both fields that are inoculated with these two different nematodes, and they do some greenhouse testing as they go along. With those materials, then they send the selected roots back to me in Madison, Wisconsin, and we do the seed production. Along the way, we also evaluate progeny for horticultural quality at several research stations in California through the assistance of Joe Nunez, who's an extension specialist there. So again, and in that case too, roots were sent to Madison for seed production, then the progeny sent out again for further evaluation for both nematode resistance and for field production aspects of things. In addition to looking at at developing the seed, we routinely look at flavor and nutritional value in my lab, and this was incorporated as part of the selection regime. We send seed back to California along the way. So this is an early generation F3 out of not all the roots, but some selected roots of the Brasilia by 6274 cross. And even if you're not a nematologist, I think you can tell where the susceptible carrots are in the picture. But even if you look at the middle of this group of carrots, that carrot on the right would be about a 7 or close to an 8. In the middle, you're seeing carrots with 3s, and those are even not marketable, about 3 to 4 to 5, or 4 to 5 to 6 carrots from the right of the picture. There's enough root knots, galls on the surface of the root, which is not where the major phenotyping is done. It's done on the fibrous roots. But when that galling shows up on the surface of the root, it becomes unmarketable. Turned out that in looking at this particular cross, we found that it's this resistance to Moletigani javanica in this case is controlled by a single dominant gene. Looking at this gene in more detail, we find that, as I mentioned before, resistance is very rare. We evaluated all of the major cultivars at the time and a little bit of diverse germplasm and found very limited resistance. This was in particular characterized by a grad student in my lab in 2000. And this is on chromosome 8 on the consensus linkage map, in which we've now got a carrot genome, and so that gives us some more insights into developing markers. In addition to the nematode resistance variation, there's wide variation for the phenotypic characteristics of the carrot, and just showing you some shape variation with the two parents on the right. These are some rills out of this Brasilia 6274 cross, and you can see some of that variation in root shape. Some of that root shape is acceptable as a cello carrot, those are whole carrots sold in plastic bags. And so these are if the flavor and other quality is good, are acceptable as inbreds to be used in a breeding program. They're not long enough for baby carrots, but actually when this program was started, baby carrots were just getting going. So we've adapted to that change along the way. So based on our efforts in phase one, I'm going to refer to these as surprises because I never would propose this as something I would expect, but we're happily surprised to find that there is very good resistance in Moletigani javanica, significant number of roots with a 0 score on the 0 to 8 scale. And there's this, along with this surprise, some very wide transgressive segregation for root color, shape, and other traits just within this cross, not to mention looking at some other crosses. But the limitation from this development is that this is only for Moletigani javanica, which is only one of the nematodes of California. In fact, Moletigani incognita is much more widespread. So the next phase was to look at incognita resistance in the same group of carrots and at some other sources, because Brasilia didn't provide all the resistance we were hoping to get. And I'm not going to go through this slide in details, but to show you some inbreds developed out of Brasilia on the top and in some other resistance sources on the bottom. These are immature carrots. But some of the resistance sources in addition to Brasilia, which is at BR1252, is Homs, which is an open pollinated carrot that I collected in Syria, back when you could get into Syria, an open pollinated carrot from China, Pingding, in the USDA PI collection, and some intercrosses between European open pollinated carrots. So we did find some additional limited number of sources with incognita resistance, which is a big deal because it was more difficult even to find incognita resistance than javanica resistance. The result of this effort then was within the last 5 years, we released 7 inbreds or breeding populations from these resistance sources. And you see 5 of them are from that Brasilia source, 1 from the Syrian source, Homs, and 1 from a cross between 2 European OPs. With these multiple sources of resistance, of course, the next step to do is to intercross them and see if these are different genes or different alleles that account for resistance, which we've done, and observe that we can find very strong resistance in these intercrosses between sources, and there's at least 5 regions of the genome involved in this resistance. These identified by grad student Josh Parsons. As a geneticist, it's my duty to show a map if we've got the molecular data, and we do. And these 5 gene regions are on 5 chromosomes, but there are nuances here that I won't go into, but that's my genetic map for the day. So the results from phase 2 were that we had very good incognita resistance to go along with the javanic resistance, relatively few genes involved. At this point, we've identified 5. But again, the root shape isn't adequate to fill all the U.S. market. We don't have that long, thin baby carrot in the group. So this last phase involves integration of this incognita resistance into a wider range of germplasm outside of this Brasilia 6274 cross. So this picture shows you Brasilia itself with segregation for resistance in the upper left, some of the inbreds, and then a nice cello carrot or whole carrot inbred to the upper right, and then a baby carrot, long thin carrot used to make baby carrots on the left, and then a nice cello carrot hybrid from some crosses in the program. This is that baby carrot. It's really not long enough. They'd like it a little longer, but we do have longer ones. And this has not only resistance, but also flavor and the shape necessary for the California industry. So the results of the third phase of the project then are that we were able to, have been able to introgress the incognito resistance, the carrot suitable for California, while retaining the flavor and the shape. And it's always nice to see that, in fact, selection does work. So where are things at in the project now? Seed has been released within the last 5 years to the seed industry for testing and initiating incorporation resistance. There are several seed companies. We encourage the seed companies to anonymously give us seed samples to test in the field trials. There are several of the companies that have hybrids as well as other breeding stocks with 0 to 1 scores, which is the only allowable number. There has to be that much resistance on this 8-point scale, but they have some selections that are very good for resistance. So with this initial project, we have made some good progress in developing strong and durable resistance root knot nematodes for and quality for California production and U.S. consumers. Ongoing research is finer mapping of those QTLs. They're very broad QTLs. But now with the genome and other tools that we're developing, we can have some markers for more precise selection and idea to identify candidate genes along the way. We're also addressing the question of how many chromosomal regions are sufficient to confer economic resistance. There's 5 regions. Are they all necessary, or can a couple of them serve the purpose? Most interesting, in a recent SCRI project, we've evaluated nematode resistance in a collection of 694 open pollinated carrots in the USDA germplasm collection, and for incognito resistance, that's a more difficult one to get, and found 13 new sources of possible additional resistance genes. So we've got a lot more work to combine different sources of resistance and see how we can pyramid additional genes in that germplasm. Are these new genes, or are these new alleles, or what's going on there? So with that, I'd like to thank the funding sources, our base funding from USDA, from myself and Riverside, for Phil Roberts, and UC System for Joe Nunez. California Carrot Board has supported this research along the way, as well as 2 specialty SCRI projects and 2 organic projects, and the carrot growers and seed companies. A couple of other things I will mention, since Rebecca didn't raise her hand yet. No, it's 2 minutes, okay. Along the way, as well as the development of a long, thin baby carrot, there's been a large expansion of the U.S. carrot industry for organic production. Some of these novel colors that we wouldn't find useful in the classical or typical U.S. carrot production aren't applicable, but these novel colors are very applicable in the organic industry, and obviously nematode resistance is even more important when you have no nematicide to use. So that's where we're at, and we hope that you'll see nematode resistance showing up in your grocery stores soon. Thank you. Okay. So, thank you for raising that. Yes, in fact, we were very surprised. Phil Roberts recently screened our incognito resistance, a couple of the 7 releases, for haplo resistance, and a couple of them are haplo resistant, very strongly haplo resistant. So that's another phase of the program. So the nematodes I talk about are for California. Northern U.S. and most of Europe is Melaida gynae hapla. There's also a bunch of other nematodes, but those are the major ones. But yeah, there's some good prospects there. Okay, thank you.